If you flip through the racks of CDs in music shops in Asunción, you'll likely come across some folk songs sung in Guarani. That's an indigenous language spoken by 7 million South Americans and one of Paraguay's official languages alongside Spanish. But Guarani is not the language you'd expect the U.S. ambassador to Paraguay to be speaking, never mind singing. That is, in fact, U.S. Ambassador James Kaysen singing one of his favorite Paraguayan folk songs in Guarani. It's off a new album, which is remarkable for a couple of reasons. First, proceeds from CD sales will help fund English language grants for poor Paraguayan students. And second, have you ever heard of a singing ambassador?
Never sang in my life before February. Never wrote a song before February, and never was on a stage before February.
So February, we can assume, marked a turning point in Ambassador Kaysen's career. He'd been studying Guarani for about 3 years when the idea of singing popped up unexpectedly.
The lead opera singer in Paraguay's Uni Norte, who's a friend of mine, who her piano professor was teaching me Guarani and told her that I could sing, and she invited me to go to a music festival on a Monday, and the festival was on a Thursday, and I said, me sing? How many people? She said, oh, about 10,000. And I said, oh, my goodness. Do you think I can do it? She said, sure, let's go. So I said, all right, let's do it. Why not?
At the festival, Kaysen wore a traditional poncho and sang his heart out. The reaction was overwhelming, he says. It was the first time those in the crowd had ever heard a foreigner singing Guarani folk songs. As for the reaction back in Washington to all this attention on a singing ambassador, it might easily have been looked upon as a distraction from more important diplomatic missions like negotiating trade agreements or meeting with local officials. But Kaysen says his bosses back at the State Department approved.
I thought it was great because what I've been trying to do is show respect for Paraguay, for its culture. And the poll showed that Paraguayans thought that we didn't respect their culture. And I said, well, that's not true. And so that's why, before I even came to the country, I learned Guarani, and I've been studying it since then. Because it's a way to show respect, and it's a way to communicate with people. And I think they're just amazed and delighted that somebody would take the time to learn a language that's probably harder than Chinese.
Guarani is so hard to learn it can come in handy. Paraguayan soccer players are said to speak Guarani during games to confuse their European opponents. Diplomats might take a lesson. Kaysen says he believes diplomats anywhere in the world should learn the local language and not rely on interpreters. Ambassador Kaysen's diplomatic posting in Asunción comes to an end in August, but his songs will stay on, including this one about a soldier worried sick his girlfriend back home has run off with someone else.
I'll leave it at that.
For The World, I'm David LaVallee.